This is Twit.
I don't think that, as you and I were actually talking about before we hit the record button, that last week's podcast was over before I began receiving helpful tweets from our listeners letting me know that it was no longer true that the Windows print spooler service could be stopped and that applications would then be able to print directly to a system's printers rather than running through the spoolers. Tweeters were informing me that wasn't true, and they were 100% correct. I dug into this a bit because I'm completely sure, as Leo was when he joined me in this belief last week, that there was a time when you could disable the print spooler and everything would still work. It turns out that printer dialogues, even still in their configuration, they have a setting for print directly to printer rather than going through the print spooler. So I tried changing that, and it didn't help. Even on my Windows 7 machine, if the print spooler is not running, game over. Doesn't matter how you configure your printer properties. No. Okay, so for any machines relative to this print nightmare problem that may actually need to be able to print something, disabling continued to be a vulnerable print spooler service will not be a useful workaround because you need it to print. One thing I guess you could do is, if you were really concerned about this, is just run with it disabled, or run with it stopped, because that's as good as, although that means it'll restart when you reboot your machine. But normally have it stopped, start it when you need to print, and stop it again. Although, that's a bit of a pain. However, as we're going to see, that actually may be, depending upon your situation, the only solution. Okay, so as we know and described last week, two different problems have been discovered in the print spooler. There's a remote code execution problem and a local privilege escalation problem. What Microsoft fixed a month ago, and here we are, by the way, on Patch Tuesday for Windows, the second Tuesday of July. It's not clear yet what we're going to be getting. We typically talk about the next week, since often there's some consequences of people who install the updates on Windows, like things stop working that used to. Oddly enough, printing often stops working, but in any event, what they fixed a month ago with last month's Patch Tuesday was only one of the two. They fixed the local privilege escalation problem. And as we talked about then, they actually didn't do the fix correctly. They stopped the problem as it was submitted in a proof of concept by a well-meaning security researcher. They stopped it from having the problem, but apparently they didn't look around and realize that it was a symptom of a bigger problem, which they did not address. So, that was the first fumble a month ago. On the other hand, it's good that they did what little they did, because escalation, as we know, of local privilege still is an extremely valuable capability for malware to obtain. So anything that can be done to scale that back is good, although, not actually fixing the problem is not good. Obtaining execution of attacker-provided code on any modern OS is, also a big problem. But still, any serious exploitation of the machine often requires, even if an attacker can get their own code running, it requires more system privileges than the typical user is now running with on a daily basis. And that's why, in Windows, we have that the UAE, right? The user account control, or UAC, and where like the screen darkens and you have to say, yes, I'm authorizing you to do something that requires additional privileges. So with this split token design of Windows, you're able to, they've sort of tried to to keep people running with minimal privileges while not inconveniencing people who occasionally need to install a program, for example. Anyway, the bad news is what Microsoft did failed to resolve the other trouble, which was the remote code execution vulnerability. They did something toward limiting privileges, but not keeping random code from being provided remotely and running. So as we also explained last week, it turns out that over the years, while Windows was quietly requiring the print spooler service to always be running, it was also adding some fancy new on-the-fly printer driver installation options, and therein lies the problem. And it's actually a problem that Microsoft is now saying, we're not going to be fixing that. But we'll get to that in a second. In a big networked office environment, what happens if your local Windows client, you know, the machine that you're perched in front of, doesn't currently contain a driver for some printer in another on-campus building, for example, to which you've been told to send something? So wouldn't it be slick, apparently thought Microsoft, if Windows could see that it's missing a needed driver for that printer, go find it somewhere, typically from the printer server that it's trying to access, have it installed like autonomously into your local machine for you to then print through that now present driver to a remote printer that needs you to have that driver in order for you to print to it without all like having the, and have this all happen in the background. In this case, in answer to our often posted rhetorical question, what could possibly go wrong? We learn that bad guys have figured out how to trick Windows into downloading their malware by disguising it as a printer driver and saying to Windows the equivalent of, oh no, we need this printer driver now. Microsoft describes this capability, which was added like way back in Windows 2000, as point and print. And so in their description of point and print, they say, point and print is a term that refers to the capability of allowing a user on a Windows 2000 and later client, is still here today with us, to create a connection to a remote printer without providing disks or other installation media. Of course, this sounds like this was written back in Windows 2000 when anyone actually had disks or installation media. Like, oh, it's in the box. Oh, I have a box. So anyway, they said all necessary files and configuration information are automatically downloaded from the print server to the client. Isn't that handy? They said point and print technology provides two methods by which you can specify files that should be sent from the printer server to the client machine. Files can be associated with a printer driver. These files are associated with every print queue that uses the driver. Or files can be associated with individual print queues. And then they go on for more information. See supporting print and or point and print during printer installations documentation and so forth. Okay, so it's not the point and print service that's directly being exploited with malicious intent, but rather the operating system supported underpinnings. That is to say, the API calls which Microsoft created in order to build this point and print service. So the CERT Coordination Center's vulnerability note, which was VU number 383432, is titled Microsoft Windows Print Spooler Allows for RCE, as we know, that's remote code execution, via, and then they have the name of the API, Add Printer Driver X, EX. Okay, and for our listeners who don't know, Microsoft does this all the time. The EX is short for extended, because there is also an ad printer driver. But after a few years, they realized, we need to add some more bells and whistles to this thing. It doesn't do everything we need. So they extend the API, which adds a bunch of more parameters typically. And so you always have the original one, and then you have the extended one. So anything ending with EX is like, Rev 2 or version 2.0 of this particular API call.
Does the X just become the junk drawer from that point on? Does everything go into it?
Well, the good news is we've never seen XX. That would be
okay,
bad.
That was my question.
typically, they say, okay, we're not doing that. We'll come up with a different name instead of the extended API. So the CERT Coordination Center is explaining. They said the Microsoft Windows Print Spooler service fails to restrict access. Okay, I love this. Because, they're not Microsoft. Microsoft, pussyfoots around this. CERT says the Microsoft Windows Print Spooler service fails to restrict access to functionality that allows users to add printers and related drivers, which can allow a remote authenticated attacker, but that doesn't mean like authenticated with high privilege. Authentication just means, okay, yeah, we see you. Attacker to execute arbitrary code with system privileges on a vulnerable system. And now, remember the term vulnerable system, because Microsoft themselves are going to be using that in a minute here.
Good. I'm wondering what that means in this case. Is it every system?
Yeah.
Okay, good. We're figuring that out.
So they said the RPC add printer driver X function, the enhanced one, is used to install a printer driver on a system. One of the parameters to this function is the driver container object, which contains information about which driver is to be used by the added printer. The other argument, which is DW file copy flags, specifies how replacement printer driver files are to be copied. And actually, because I was curious when I was digging around in this, that's the additional parameter that was added in the X version of the API. They thought, we should, in order to do this on-the-fly installation of drivers, we need to somehow specify whether to copy, to replace, what to do as part of this. So this DW file copy flags is what is present in the X version of the API. Anyway, they said an attacker can take advantage of the fact that any authenticated user can call, RPC add printer driver X and specify a driver file that lives on a remote server. And that's, by the way, any remote server, like one in Russia. This results in the print spooler service, spoolsv.exe, executing code in an arbitrary DLL file with system privileges.
Oh my God.
What could possibly go wrong? So they said, note that while original exploit code relied on the RPC add printer driver X to achieve code execution, an updated version of the exploit uses RPC async add printer driver to achieve the same goal. Both of these functions achieve their functionality using add printer driver X. Then they finish, while Microsoft has released an update for CVE 2021-1675, that was the fix in last month's Patch Tuesday, they say it is important to realize that this update does not, all caps, their emphasis, protect against public exploits that may refer to Print Nightmare or CVE 2021-1675. In other words, they didn't actually fix the problem that they said they were fixing in 1675. And then they finished with, on July 1st, Microsoft released a bulletin for CVE 2021-34527. Okay, that's part two. And It's Patch Tuesday, July 6th, which was last week while we were doing the podcast. This bulletin, they wrote, states that CVE 2021-34527 is similar but distinct from the vulnerability that is assigned that 1675, which addresses a different vulnerability in the RPC Add Printer Driver X API. They said the attack vector is different as well. 1675 was addressed by the June 2021 security update, except not fully, as we learned last week. Okay, so this is where we were last Tuesday when, near the middle of last week's podcast, the patch for the second distinct vulnerability in Windows printing became available. And for those who haven't caught up with or maybe skipped last week, remember that this is all like important because these attacks are being exploited in the wild. The cat got out of the bag, the horses have left the barn, the ship has sailed, and in this case, sunk. This is not good. So this is why during the podcast, this was an out of band or out of cycle emergency patch that Microsoft released. And so we discussed this in the podcast because it happened. And in fact, during, I think it was the second commercial break, I checked Windows to see whether this thing had come available, and it was. So we announced during last week's podcast that, okay, yay, we have the emergency, come to the rescue, out of band, you know, Microsoft is here for you. The next day came the news that it didn't work. That so it was on last Wednesday, the tech press was bubbling over the news that, okay, having fumbled this already once, but with a different problem where they like fixed the demo of the problem, but not the problem itself. The tech press said, believe it or not, this emergency thing didn't work. The Hacker News titled their coverage, Microsoft's emergency patch fails to fully fix print nightmare RCE vulnerability. In Ars Technica, Dan Gooden's coverage was titled, Microsoft's emergency patch fails to fix critical print nightmare vulnerability. And then Dan added, game over, code execution attacks are still possible even after this fix is installed. And finally, Lawrence Abrams wrote in his Bleeping Computer, Microsoft's incomplete print nightmare patch fails to fix the vulnerability. Okay, and now what is hard to believe is it turns out this was on purpose. Okay, so what happened?
What?
Yeah, I know. Microsoft's position is that the main concern is that non-administrative users had the ability to load their own printer drivers, right? That's what I read in their own description of this. Everybody could do it. Light up. Okay, so they're saying that's the big problem and that this is what they have changed. Microsoft wrote, quote, after applying the updates, users who are not administrators can only install signed print drivers to a print server. Administrator credentials will be required to install unsigned printer drivers on a printer server henceforth, you know, going forward, unquote.
Can I pause you for a second? I just want to confirm what it is that you are you know, reporting here. So you're saying that in the original way of things, anyone who had the Windows machine that they got in front of, whether you had administrator credentials or not, could use this to work with a printer that they, you know, found on the network somewhere, and there was no like sort of a gateway that you had to like be signed versus not be signed. So any printer server with drivers on it, whether it was signed or not, could be accessed by any person. Okay. Right. So they didn't have something in place to sort of scan these printer drivers to make sure that they weren't bad things.
Okay. So what it actually, yes, sort of.
Okay.
What it turned out to be is that there was a test for authentication.
Okay.
That is to, there was a test in that API where the authentication function, I think it was called validate admin user. I referred to it last week, where that function would be called to make sure that the user was an administrator who was doing this. But it turns out, and this was what was patched, there was a flaw in the code. And the bad guys found the flaw in the code that allowed that test to be bypassed.
Okay, so they didn't even have to take the test, essentially.
Exactly.
Okay.
They just, like, didn't take the test. Okay, so the CERT Coordination Center's vulnerability analyst, who we also referred to last week, he's still on the job, Will Dorman, he cautioned that the patch, and this is his quote, only appears to address the remote code execution, the RCE, via SMB and RPC variants of the print nightmare, and not the local privilege escalation variant, unquote. Okay, so that would allow attackers to abuse the local privilege escalation to gain system privileges on vulnerable systems. Further testing, which the security community then jumped on, has revealed that exploits targeting the flaw could bypass the remediations entirely to gain both local privilege escalation and remote code execution, even though Microsoft led us to believe otherwise.
Mm.
Okay. In response to that, Microsoft updated their online report, and they're now saying, yeah, uh-huh, that's right. That's on purpose. That's the way it's supposed to work. Okay. What they actually said was, and I'm quoting them, they are clearly stating that this behavior is deliberate. They go so far as to write in their bulletin the following, which I put in the show notes, took directly from the bulletin. And they're referring to two different values in the registry. They wrote, having no warning, no elevation on install, set to 1, makes your system vulnerable by design.
Vulnerable by design.
And as you know, it's been staring us right in the face this entire time. We've needed a new slogan to go with the new Windows.
Vulnerable by design.
And now we have it. Yes. Windows 11. Vulnerable by design.
I love it. I hate
Thank
it,
you,
but
Microsoft.
I love it.
So Microsoft's updated bulletin explains it precisely. They said, in addition to installing the updates, in order to secure your system, you must confirm, you must confirm, apparently they're not going to do it for you, you must confirm that the following registry settings are set to 0 or are not defined. And they said, note, these registry keys do not exist by default and therefore are already at the secure setting. Also, they say that your group policy settings are correct. See the FAQ. Okay, so the registry key is HKEY local machine, software, policies, Microsoft, Windows NT, because after all, this started back then, printers, point and click. And under that key, there can be two values. One is named no warning, no elevation on install. And there can be another value named update prompt settings. They're normally not there. But point and click, if you want the point and clickness, then you turn these things on. So you would have those named values set to one in order to turn on point and click.
Point and print. So now, point and print is not on.
I'm sorry, point and print. Thank you. Yeah, point and print. Right. It's not there automatically, but it's this feature that they think is great. So what happens is, because there was no known downside, lots of things turn it on. It's on in enterprise settings, various additions to Windows that you might install would go, we want point and print turned on. Mm-hmm. So they would add those keys and set their values, their D word values to one. So it can happen. Last week we showed a flowchart that at the time looked complex. Now it's gotten about twice as complicated with all of the decision trees and tangled arrows that you follow around in circles as you answer questions about what's on and what's off and is this key present and if so, what's it set to, and follow the arrow and to figure out. You end up at one green box, which is not exploitable. And then you've got two red boxes, which are locally exploitable and locally and remotably exploitable. And you have to be very careful about which decisions you make in this flowchart, or you end up at red rather than – oh, wait. I'm sorry. There is a green one at the bottom. I had to scroll down further because the chart is so long that is not remotely exploitable. So really today where we are still is – the only way to really be safe is to disable your print spooler or go to that key and make sure it's got no named values. If go to HKey Local Machine, Software, Policies, Microsoft, Windows NT, Printers, Point and Print, and kill off the no warning, no elevation on install, and the update prompt settings. Delete them. Everything will still work except whatever point and print does. I mean, you're turning that off, right? But if you don't, and this is where they say right below that, having no warning, no elevation on install set to one makes your system vulnerable by design.
God.
Yes. So it appears that Windows 7, 8, 8.1, Server 2008, which you know is the server version of 7, and 2012, which is the server version of Windows 8, will always be vulnerable by design, even after being patched. But Windows, because those keys were not supported until later, but Windows Server 2016 and 2019 and Windows 10 and 11 require the point and print to be configured. So after applying the patches, the later versions of Windows will no longer be vulnerable as long as those two registry keys do not exist or are set to zero. In other words, apply the out-of-band patch and be sure that those keys are missing. And, you know, stepping back from this, it must be that at least in the short term, because this was, after all, an emergency patch, in the short term, Microsoft was unable to robustly fix this trouble with a simple patch without also disabling some functionality that some of their users rely upon, right? Like whatever the point and print is, apparently it's important to some people, so they couldn't just kill it. And point and print probably requires that a non-admin regular, you know, standard user be able to point and print something or that, so that requires this to happen. So as they said, if this is enabled, this is vulnerability by design for this feature. It does make me think that now that this has come to light, maybe they're going to come up with some way of you know, making you point and print and authenticate,
yeah.
you know, add another step to this yeah. in order to, you know, making it somewhat less easy, but, you know, make it not vulnerable by design. The problem is that malware can do this using the API, which would otherwise, you know, you'd be pointing to and printing from. They could do it using the API underpinnings behind the scenes. And that's the problem.
See, and this is the thing, is printers just are terrible things in general. And anything that makes them a little bit easier to use should be a feature that we would be able to celebrate. So this is basically Microsoft is saying this convenience will cost you. So basically don't use it if you want to keep things safe. But that means that you have to do the whole the driver dance, as it were, to
yep.
get any of these printers working. And when you, like, if you think about it on a college campus, for example, if, you know, some student wants to print something from the local printer, and then they've got to figure out what drivers they're supposed to use, what, take it into yeah. their IT. That's just, this feature seems like it would be a good thing, but instead of fixing it, they're just saying, no, just don't use it if you want to be secure. That's
well, bizarre. And the other thing too is reading between the lines, it does look like signed drivers are still okay. And so what must be the case is that the world already has so many unsigned drivers that it's not possible to retroactively enforce this.
Gotcha.
If you were to say, sorry, point and print only if signed, well, you might as well not bother because drivers just haven't been. And so, you know, Microsoft has managed to enforce driver signing for the kernel for, like, you know, mainstream device drivers, but printer drivers have been allowed to be an exception. They don't have to be signed because it's like, again, it's too late to add that requirement after the fact. They were able to do it for Windows moving forward, but, you know, not enforce that requirement on printer drivers just because, again, they're just, you know, they're already out there unsigned. Wow. So what are you going to do? And so the bad guys are taking advantage of that fact by, you know, having malware, which is also unsigned, pretending to be a printer driver. And so for the time being, I guess my point is that hopefully they're going to address this by adding the user account control, dark screen, scary dialogue to the point and print, where it's going to be point and print, and are you really sure? And that takes it away from the automatic background operation that the bad guys would be able to deploy as it is right now. As they said, vulnerable by design.
Good golly. What a phrase. Vulnerable by design.
And well named, you know, Print Nightmare. The guy who named it didn't even realize that we were going to have a hard time waking up from this nightmare.
Yeah, it keeps going and going and going, it seems.